This is It Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Today, officials at the Salk Institute announced the passing of Dr. Francis Crick. Crick was 88. He'd been fighting colon cancer. Dr. Crick, along with his partner James Watson, made history in 1953 when they unveiled their spiral model of DNA. That discovery not only netted them the Nobel Prize, but more importantly became the foundation for gene research and modern biotechnology. Here now to discuss Crick's life more is NPR's Ira Flatow. Ira, welcome.
Hi, Noah.
Go back with us a bit into scientific history. Why was this such a big deal, this discovery of DNA?
Well, the scientists knew that DNA was an important molecule. They knew it was involved in genetics and inheritance, but they did not have the structure for it, how it is made, what the blueprint of it was like, how was it constructed. So there was a race on at that time following World War II, and there were some pretty heavyweight scientists involved in this. Linus Pauling, a towering genius of the time, was competing to find the structure. Francis Crick met James Watson. Watson, an American, was younger. He came over from the States and came to England and met Francis Crick. And Crick really had spent the war working on magnetic mines for the military. He had no idea he was going to get into this work. He and Watson got together. Crick read a book by the famous physicist Schrodinger about physics, and he said, I'm going to switch careers and go on to this biology thing, and specifically deciphering the 3D structure of proteins, of course, which DNA is composed.
Now, tell us a bit more about Francis Crick as a person. I read here he was only 36 years old when he makes this discovery back in 53. And is it downhill from there scientifically for his career?
Well, you know, when you get the Nobel Prize a little bit later, it's most great scientists, I go out on a limb and say this, I think it's true, physicists, scientists, they make their discoveries very, very early in life. Einstein was 26 when he did his theories of relativity. But Crick was a great talker. His parents knew from the early age he was going to be something special. He would ask endless questions of them. Watson relates in his book that he told him that he was afraid that everything would be discovered before he became old enough. His parents said, I think there'll be a few things left when you get to be old enough. He was a great talker. He had a booming voice, but you didn't know that being around Watson and Crick, because it was Watson who really was the one who was really gregarious. Yet it was Crick who announced in a British pub in 1953, after they had deciphered the DNA structure, they walked in and they said, We had found the secret of life. So Crick was very excited about it also.
And was his career important later on?
Well, I think he became sort of a senior statesman. He moved back to the States. He went to he resided at the Salk Institute until his death, working back and forth in that lab. And he became sort of an elder statesman. People would talk, want his opinion about genetic engineering. And, of course, the great result of this whole discovery was that there was genetic engineering. It allowed that to happen, allowed all the great discoveries we're seeing in genetics as we grow up and continue.
Thank you, Ira. Ira Flatow is the host of NPR's Science Friday, a regular guest on Day to Day. Thanks.
You're welcome.